Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial on this Thursday, the 25th of February. I have a I have a confession to make. I got a COVID shot yesterday, a Pfizer shot, and Kathy got her shot. The reason I did it, I think the only person on the site who may disagree with me would be Larry, but the reason I did it is that given the fact that my wife undergoes dialysis 3 days a week, I don't want to say she's pretty fragile, but she's pretty fragile. And I took my own common sense advice, and I decided I would go ahead and protect Kathy. And she got a shot too. So all I can say in terms of a full confession is that at the age of 77, had I not been in the medical environment at home that I am in, I would not have gotten the shot. Which is kind of interesting. Jimmy and I have talked about this at length, and you can either throw stones at me for getting the shot, or you can say, Al, you did a good thing because of your wife, your choice, whatever. I want to just describe the experience a little bit. The experience is purely and simply interesting in the fact that it is the inoculation facility itself is staffed, aside from the nurses who administer the shots, entirely by volunteers. Everybody is really working together, so I have to say that the media has convinced the public pretty well that these shots are very important. Having said that, I think I'm going to flip it over to Jim right now. I want to say one other thing, and that is that I read the comments that you folks sent in yesterday. Please keep sending in the comments, even when we don't have time to address every one of them. I personally, and I know Jimmy does, we read them all. Yesterday, I could not address all 80 comments simply because I was involved with dental work, and I was also involved with Kath going down to dialysis because I am her caregiver. And I was also involved with getting the shots. And I have to be perfectly candid. Maybe it was psychological. I don't know. I was pretty damn sore shortly after I took that shot. Had what I would have to say is kind of an unpleasant evening last night. And I had to send Jim a message. We normally record these about 9 or 9:30 every morning. And I begged off this morning and said, Jimmy, you had my COVID shot yesterday. I want to sleep in because I am feeling kind of rocky. Mr. McKinney, you're on, sir. Any place you want to take it, you got it.
Yeah. So, look, if everybody's personal choice, I'm not going to take the shot.
I'm not going to take it.
But that's okay. I mean, the reason why I won't is because I'm younger, a little bit younger. I'm in good health. I'm not worried about it. I've never been worried about this virus from the beginning. People that are in your age group, people that have those additional issues, certainly like Kathy, you know, that's a different consideration, especially if you're not so worried about reproduction. You know, that's one of the issues that people don't know the impact for women, younger women, that may impact the placenta development in the future. And this is from an epidemiologist professional, a very well-respected one, that he's concerned. We don't know how this Pfizer vaccine will work. It's something new. It's an experiment. So
that's right. I just want to say one thing. I took it being fully aware that it really is very experimental.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a personal choice. The issue is that I have is, don't force me to take a shot that is experimental. Don't force people to do it. But people in your age category, people with the risks, you know, that's a personal decision for them. And I think that should be fine. I'm you know, there's a lot of information coming out now with almost no flu cases. So how did this PCR test, does it really identify clearly the COVID-19? Is it just in general? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered over this entire thing. And I pray and hope and will continue to speak to say we need to answer those questions. And we need to know what has happened to this, you know, through this pandemic and scamdemic. If I'll be straightforward, I just don't, what has happened in the way they've shut down, there's, to me, the evidence does not justify it. And I think the more we know over time, if it's allowed to be discussed, we will be, most people will be questioning why the heck we did these lockdowns. Why we've given so much power to authoritarian leaders who do not want to give up power now, governors, and of course this administration that's the regime that's running America right now. And I think we've got to really consider as a nation and as a world, if we can allow this type of control and take away individual choice and freedom in order to achieve some sort of protection that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Especially when you look at the overall numbers.
Yeah. Well, let's get into subject number two. I think everybody knows how we feel about that. And I think that, Jimmy, I agree with your philosophy 100%. My circumstances are a bit unique, though. So
yeah.
I know I have to keep that in mind. Now, the other thing I want to stress is Ben Carson had announced this morning that he was going to originate, organize, fund a conservative think tank. He came out very, very strongly and said what's going on with the vitriol towards Trump is wrong, and I agree with him 100%. What I find to be interesting is I have admired Ben Carson for a long, long time, ever since I became aware of the type of person he was. I admire African Americans who stand up and do something for themselves and for humanity. Ben Carson certainly falls into that category. I do not respect African Americans who break the law, loot private property for short-term benefit, etc.
Yeah, I don't respect anybody that does that.
No, and that's what I was just going to say. I wouldn't respect anybody who does that. And I think that the Democrats, quite frankly, are taking advantage of a large portion of the African American population. And that scares the daylights out of me, Jimmy.
I think that control is beginning to wane because the real impact of the decisions that are being made by the Biden regime are actually undermining basic core values in the Black community in America. So I think that's not going to last. I think that the Democrats are losing the working class. I think they're losing a lot of just, you know, Christian people that just want good lives. So I think the mistake they're making and attempting to undermine people like Ben Carson, who is just an incredible man, you know, an incredible brain surgeon. You know, what a wonderful guy.
That's right.
I think trying to undermine people like him, people like Candace Owens, people like Larry Elder, Black leaders, conservative leaders that are stepping up. And I think that's going to backfire on him. And I'm glad to see it because we need to start looking at each other as people, not as color or race. I'm tired of it. And I think hopefully, you know, we've kind of gotten past this and we elected Barack Obama, and Barack Obama's policies have reignited something incredibly dangerous, this hatred and vitriol that has been perpetuated by the Democratic Party and these progressives that are trying to separate us. And that's got to stop.
It's got to stop. But as long as people blame people like myself, who has been quite frankly active in my life, accomplishing everything for the most part pretty much on my own. I haven't had a paycheck, a regular paycheck, which I call almost being on the dole since I was 38 years of age. I managed to put two girls through college, good colleges. They are now very successful, and I'm very proud of both of them. I have a problem with people who vilify me because that's what I believe. And I think that the progressives are very effectively breaking up families and really causing huge schisms in our society. And I will never stop talking about that.
Yeah, no, they're using the media. They're using social media. They're using this ridiculous concept of social justice and diversity and inclusion to actually create division. And they're intimidating and threatening, and people are falling for it. And I, you know, a couple of our listeners wrote some comments about the sheeple out there. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of people that just are succumbing to this type of pressure. And I can't believe there's not enough common sense to know what's going on there.
Well, a lot of the people who are succumbing to this kind of pressure have some very interesting values, in my opinion, values that I totally disapprove of.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, and so don't make me support your what I think are poor values, and that's unfortunately what we're seeing with these appointees. Rachel Levine, the former, you know, the HHS nominee, who is the transgender, that's basically saying, hey, you know, we should castrate children because of their unsure position on what their gender is. Unbelievable.
And, are you serious?
She's in testimony right now, and Rand Paul is just eviscerating her.
Yeah.
And it's the choices that he's making for some Neera Tanden, Merrick Garland. These people are not looking for the best interests of America. They're looking for political objectives in order to control, in order to intimidate, in order to force people to accept some what typically the average person would never accept, but they're doing it through media. They're doing it through legal insurrection. They're doing it through threats. And it can't stand. People have got to step up and wake up to what's happening, or we will lose this nation.
We will. As Nikita Khrushchev said in 1956, we don't have to worry about taking you guys over because you're going to do it to yourselves. Jimmy, I have nothing else to say. How about you?
No, I just wish everyone have a good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow probably.
Yep, and stay safe.